welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
FFF episode 3195. And Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Well, this is an interesting life, and you and I are devoted to this podcasting world and Mike's Daily Podcast. Have you voted? I voted. And it wasn't very difficult to do. You got to give your point of view. And oh, wow. I think my video that I was doing live,
Mike's Daily Podcast,
on Twitch whilst doing this podcast is going to have to end not even a minute into recording because
Mike's
I don't have
Daily
any
podcast
juice.
Yeah.
In my little portable camera device, also known as my phone. So we will just have to, hey, but if you do want to see, ever want to see any of my videos of the actual recording, which is boring, but it's the recording, you can go to my website, mikesdailypodcast.com. Just scroll down there, the state page, and there on the stage of my website, it says, here's where you can watch recordings. It's great. So that's it for that. But if you would like to continue listening to this audio recording where I have all kinds of fascinating information and whatnot, you simply just keep listening and I will bring that to you. And I will at some point get a new phone where I actually have some battery power longevity length time. FF episode 3195, 3195, and we are broadcasting from Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica with all these amazing topicas. Tesla. I do not own a Tesla. We sure see a lot of Teslas around the Bay Area, especially Podcaster Valley. Tesla is to reveal a cheaper Model Y after loss of the tax credit. Perhaps you heard about that.
And here's today's podcast picture.
It's not of a Tesla, but of this wonderful place not too far away from me. It's maybe a 25-minute drive if I just take the side streets and don't mess with any of the freeways. I end up in this beautiful area, San Lorenzo Trail, Heron Bay. And there's this really nice area that's got little beaches, although you'd never want to walk on the beach because it's solid silt and mud and whatnot and all kinds of bay life, sea life, bay life that has died and turned into this whatever soil is beneath the water. But the late great Basil the Boxer and I used to go here all the time, and I was there recently and got a picture. See it at mikesdailypodcast.com of the beautiful sunset. It's a specific type of sunset that you only see in the Bay Area. It's a Bay Area sunset, and you only see from the East Bay, particularly the San Lorenzo area. And there I am on the San Lorenzo Trail, and see it at mikesdailypodcast.com, but we're here at Cafe Anyway. I hope I got my point across. I think it was the podcast that was called... What was it called? The one I did... Skits! It was called Skits. I hope I was able to specifically say what I was feeling about how I am very much upset with idiotfluencers that you see on YouTube and how they do this heavy editing.
That's legit.
And feel free to interrupt me, sir, and tell me I'm legit. Thank you. But feel free to just interrupt. It is this heavy editing that they do, which they don't really do. They just tell the AI to do it. They're not, if they themselves were doing the editing, I'd be applauding them and going, oh, you get two bell rings. You know what happens with three bell rings?
Dracula.
But they, it's a Colin Ferguson reference. But they do this heavy editing and it's annoying because it's like a big run-on sentence, their entire video. And I know they're photogenic and they're young and they're beautiful and they've got all this like visual stimuli they throw at people. And that's what, you know, George Lucas predicted all of this years ago when he made Return of the Jedi. He says,
"You are technically correct. The best kind of correct."
He says he was technically correct. No, but he was saying what he thought, his theory, which is probably correct, was that the younger generations that come to see his movie, specifically that one, which was in the early 80s, he was saying that people want more stuff on the screen, happening faster, quicker edits, not long, drawn-out things. They want quick, dot, 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 dot. And if you watch Return of the Jedi and the whole scene where they're trying to blow up that new Death Star that they're building under construction, it's amazing. In fact, when I saw it as a kid, I was like, wow, this is amazing. But remember, this was hand-edited stuff. This wasn't computer-edited. It was, of course, later it would all be. Everything George Lucas touched turned to CGI. But back then, it took very disciplined people who had a lot of time and a lot of skill. They were able to do this work.
I can't believe. What the hell is this place anyway?
Cafe anyway. Feel free to interrupt, Mike. But yeah, I'm just saying that now with AI and with all this software that's been available now for a couple of years, nobody has to lift a finger. It just is all they do is press edit out the silence and boom, all these quick edits happen. And you know what? It doesn't relate to people the same way as actual human to human interaction. We're pulling away from the human touch, from what's real. There was this show called The Real, right? Oh, I did a millennial right thing. But it had a lot of millennials on it. And it was supposed to be the, let's say, the version.
Oh, wow, that's wild.
Files.
The less white version of The View. That's wild, Files. And it was people interacting. And it was very human. What's the word I'm trying to say? There's a lot of humanity. It was humans being humans. There wasn't any of this artificialness there, except for the ones that wore too much makeup. A little too much makeup on that show. But do you know what? I'm not a woman. I don't know what it's like. Sometimes there's this whole thing where you got to put up on makeup and it's just a thing and it's just life. And I don't know because I grew up a guy and I just never put on makeup, except when I did that play, the Shakespeare play, and they had to make me look old. As we go outside a cafe anyway, we're
anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Meritopica. And I was supposed to be this old king of France. And my mom comes to see me in the Shakespeare play. And she sees me before the show and she sees me with all this makeup on. And at first she thought I wasn't getting enough to eat because I was up there at college and on my own feeding myself. You know, mom's worry. So I said, Mom, no, this is makeup. I don't look this old really yet. And now I do. But the thing is that I have walked away from that human touch, that humanity, that humanness. And I think some people that really like the natural human interaction are getting...
I don't understand you people. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these picky little points you keep bringing up, they don't mean nothing.
All right, it's a picky little point, I know. But yeah, I think some people are done with it. I'm done with it. I can't stand the quick edit thing. My lovely lady friend loves it, though. Anyway, cafe anyway. We're outside, and it's all beautiful and fresh air, and maybe not. Maybe I'm just playing sound effects and leading you to believe this. But I am actually talking to you into this microphone, talking to you and recording it and not editing it much. Unless I do something really stupid. I mean, the whole podcast would be gone. You know what? The new Model Y that Tesla set to... They have now is a cheaper electric vehicle, a stripped down version of its Model Y. The new Model Y, quote, will lack certain features and use less premium materials to offset the loss of the $7,500 federal tax credit that went away.
It's Bison Bentley's. Do you know that?
Oh. Hey, this is Bison Bentley.
And Mike Matthews has a couple of stories that'll make you want to ask yourself, do you know Dad?
Do you know Dad? What I have found from the fine people at Yahoo! Exclamation point finance. Tesla's Model Y L has become one of China's top-selling large SUVs. Only weeks after its launch, the extended wheelbase version of Tesla's popular crossover entered the market about 2 months ago, quickly rose to the fourth place among the mid to large SUVs, selling over 8,000 units that month. The strong debut is significant for Tesla, which has faced slowing sales earlier this year amid rising competition from domestic automakers and softening demand in some markets. Analysts noted that the new model's success shows the company can still generate excitement in China, its largest overseas market. Reviewers have praised the Model Y L for its spacious cabin and value compared with other large SUVs. The seven-seat electric vehicle has started a starting price of about $47,000 before options.
Good morning, Mr. Matthews.
Hi, kids. Did you get enough candy on Halloween? You know what? There was no leftover candy brought to work. I was very upset, my job. Usually I show up in the break room after Halloween. There's all this candy. Nothing. That means you kids are getting too greedy. Gotta leave some for us adults that aren't supposed to have any candy. Anyway, Cafe, anyway, the model sold out for October and November, and new orders show new delivery dates well into December of this year. It offers a family-sized capacity balanced with the benefits of driving electric, including lower fueling costs and fewer maintenance needs compared to gas-powered SUVs. Wider adoption of EVs also benefits the environment by cutting pollution, they say. And charging an EV at home is significantly cheaper than using public chargers, saving owners hundreds of dollars each year. I don't know why it's going into all of that, but...
If we don't have free speech, then we just don't have a free country. It's as simple as that.
If we don't have free speech, we don't have a free country. That's right. Even though I'll sue anybody that says anything bad about me, that's okay. No, I won't. I'll be nice. I won't sue anyone. But I will tell you more, a little bit more about the Model Y. It looks like no in-person event is in the works, unlike previous major Tesla launches. No full-width LED light bar replaced by narrower headlights. Metal roof instead of panoramic glasses. The Model Y, not the Model Y L. Smaller infotainment screens. No second row screen. No ambient lighting. No HEPA air filter. Removal of some sound deadening material as well, so not as quiet. And simplified bumpers and aero wheels, which have the 18-inch wheels with the plastic covers. And the first builds of this vehicle took place in June of this year. Now, on to something a little more expensive. $1 million homes!
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I'm not done with all my criticisms of certain politicians. I just think the whole shutdown was ridiculous. Home sales in August mostly underwhelmed, dropping not even a percentage point, maybe 2 percentage points or half of a percentage point. I don't know. So it's very minimal from July and increasing a modest, not even 2% from a year earlier. The brightest part of the U.S. housing market is the country's most expensive homes. Sales of $1 million or above homes were up over 8% from a year ago. Half-priced homes generally move swiftly, as you can imagine. The median home selling for at least $1 million in August spent 27 days on the market. And apparently the $250,000 to the $500,000 range, the $500,000 range, is the price point that makes up the bulk of the nation's sales. The success of higher end properties is yet another reflection of the country's...
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
inclusion policy. Thanks for interrupting me with your inclusion policy. No, that's just fine. The success of higher-end properties is yet another reflection of the country's growing wealth gap. The upper-end market is a combination of stock market wealth and housing wealth for the trade-up buyers. That from Rob Black. I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW in the Bay Area Monday through Friday in the 5 o'clock hour in the afternoon or evening now because it gets dark then. And he's on Crown TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 a.m. hour. Mm-hmm. And I still haven't recovered from getting an hour back. Yes, you would think getting an hour back would not be anything to recover from. In fact, it would be good. No, because I my job did not allow me to sleep. To which a certain person who got let go from my company, I spoke to him about this issue. And he said, oh, well, that's because your company doesn't plan in advance for anything. I said, what? No. It's, huh? That has nothing to do with what I said. I know you want to take every opportunity to bash the company that let you go because it hurts your pride. But you need to go on the Marlowe machine. Ba-da-da, and everything's just fine. You've got a job, plus you're rich already. Why do you have to complain all the time? Makes no sense at all. You need to just relax. Where were we? Oh, look who's here.
Hello, Mega Mash. It's Madam Rutabaga. I love to hear all of your singing. Ooh.
That's great. Do you like to listen to records?
Yes.
Do you like to listen to cassettes?
Yes.
Do you like to listen to the sound of me going, ee-ee-ee? Do you like that?
No.
I don't blame ya. But back to homes and things that are expensive. Oh, yeah. So my lovely lady friend was telling me that she saw an article. See, this is how this amazing news network called Mike's Daily Podcast works, is I find out from my network of friends and people. She pointed out to me that I guess some homes across the nation, well, particularly here, South Florida homes are being pulled from the market at the highest rate in the nation, according to NBC Miami. Last year, South Florida's housing market saw very little supply and higher demand. At the time, the real estate market saw sellers making massive profits off of homes in a short time frame. That was a year ago. Fast forward to now, and there's a different story. The housing market is now seeing a new trend of sellers taking their homes off the market, and South Florida is leading the nation in this trend. The month of July, for every 100 homes posted for sale, 59 listings were removed. These listings were not posted for a short time in the Tri-County area. The average listing...
I got to go. A couple of cases of Tylenol fell off a truck, and now I got to figure out how to put autism in them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sounds, good luck with that.
Tricky, so good. Good luck with that, sir.
Oh, that's what I just said. Huh. Amazing. You know, Robert De Niro starred in a very awful movie. One of his first movies was some kind of weird horror movie thing. And he... I was watching a thing on Amazon Prime about the worst movies of all time. And it pointed out this Robert De Niro movie. This is way before Raging Bull, Goodfellas, the Taxi Driver thing and all that. But he was so young. It was funny to watch it. Can't remember the name of the movie. It's probably a good thing. But back to, as I get interrupted by everything on the planet Earth today, they were only posted for a short time. The average listing spent, oh no, actually for a long time, 88 days on the market. This is the longest amount of time compared to any other top metro when compared to the national average. For every 100 homes, only 21 are taken off the market. An average listing spent 58 days on the market. That is the national average. So yeah, and I noticed that with my neighbor. He took his house off the market, got a new realtor, someone that was not a friend of the family, and there is This the trend, by the way, of homeowners pulling their properties off the market as a response to the current housing market conditions, as buyers refuse to pay higher prices amid persistent higher interest rates. Sellers are choosing to pull their houses off the market instead of agreeing to lower prices.
It's teamwork. It's all about teamwork, and we have to pull together as a team. And if you don't, bad things will happen to your team.
Right.
Sometimes I get the feeling our team never even gets off the bus.
Well. No. That's right. That's where we're all working as a team together here at Cafe Anyway to bring you these fascinating stories. This one from Newsweek. This delisting surge is partly due to the overall expansion in active inventory, and many sellers are anchored by peak price expectations. The Federal Reserve has maintained a steady interest rate, and, well, okay, you get the idea. The market is slowly shifting towards buyers, despite the new rise in listings. With some parts of the country already becoming buyers' markets, I feel like that might be the case here in the Bay Area. Look who else is here.
Hello, dear Mike. This is Valentino, the Bounty Detective.
And this is Bison Bentley. You know what I...
Note to self.
Mike, here's a note to you, D, that we really appreciate you and we don't ever try to interrupt you, D.
Yeah, interruptions. Do you know what I... Knock, knock. You're supposed to say, who's there?
Who's there?
Yeah, who's there? Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who? There.
Yeah, interrupting cow who? Moo. It doesn't really work right with this situation in this podcast with the characters, the Cafe Anyway characters, the podcast players. And if you'd like to call them, why, here's the phone number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Yay! With all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. ShowScan! That was the name. Okay, so I was trying to remember. My stepfather worked for a movie company. I was talking about this, I think, the last podcast, about how at one point there was a movie company, some kind of movie, I don't know if they were a company, if they just helped out movie companies. It was some hardware company, I guess you could say, that made this particular camera. And this is what my stepfather, well, my mom divorced him, so I guess it'd be ex-stepfather. What he made was cameras that could film at a very quick rate. So instead of just a 40 or whatever it is frames per second that typically movies have, it was 70 or 80, some crazy amount, which is exactly what Peter Jackson tried to do with his Hobbit movies. The first Hobbit movie was filmed at over 70 frames per second, so he could get that same effect. What it does is it makes it look so real because your brain isn't seeing the frames and it's just seeing what was really filmed. I guess kind of like how good your video recorders are these days, but, you know, at the high definition rate, as it were. But this was done back in the 80s. And my ex-stepfather was working for a company called ShowScan. That was the name of it. ShowScan. What a boring name. It's probably why they went bankrupt. But he built this camera for them that could play back the movies really quick, that could film the movies real quick. And back then, to do that, you had to have motors moving really fast. And there was a lot of friction going on inside these cameras. And it was just total anarchy in the cameras. So it was doomed from the start, basically.
I don't even know what that means, but yeah. I love it.
Much easier to do in this digital world, although it was the bane of Peter Jackson's existence in making The Hobbit, because he could no longer use the forced perspective technique that he had done with the Lord of the Rings movies, which allowed him to make the hobbits look much smaller than Gandalf. In The Hobbit, he had to actually film Gandalf, Ian McKellen, in another room and then superimpose him later. I think that's oversimplifying what he did with the hobbits and the dwarfs, but basically, oh, look, it's kind of a dwarf thing right now talking.
Let's do a podcast.
Well, with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from Afrin. Thank you so much for listening to this wonderful show. Okay, well, it's better than most. Let's just be honest.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.